Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, quite frequently, Tim and I and our guests over the weeks have been talking about the UAP whistleblower, Dave Grush. Dave has, in the course of his discussions, talked about the Pentagon having secret UFO information, or UAP. I prefer UFO, I prefer flying saucers. In any case, he won't give us that information that's classified, but it's supposed to relate to reverse engineering, crashed spaceships, presence of alien bodies, that kind of thing. Now, to make things even more confusing, a story has come out, and there's a big piece in The Debrief, online military and UFO-related newsletter from Micah Hanks and MJ Benias, where it's revealed that Grush suffered from PTSD as a result of his service in Afghanistan. I guess he took meds for it and everything and may have been hospitalized. He says now, of course, that the Pentagon let him work for them and didn't allow or didn't consider that to be an impediment to having him hold his position. But it's certainly going to be used to criticize him. What do you think, Tim?
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. They'll use that to criticize him. But I think that anybody that is going to go through active service in the military is going to come out of it with post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, that's probably a given. So for that kind of information to come out now, and face it, I mean, it's being used to try to discredit him. He's like, oh, you can't believe what this guy says. He has mental problems. I mean, that's dirty pool. But we've seen it before. We've seen it time again. And I mean, it harks back, to the old jokes that people used to say about anyone who had a UFO sighting is, oh, yeah, what have you been drinking or what have you been smoking? So, yeah, it's just, it's very much like we have talked time and time again about this case. It's just more of the same that we have seen throughout UFO history, just coming back and being played out all over again.
Now, the one thing we have to bear in mind here is we expect people who join the military to serve their country, even in wars that may not be popular, and certainly the one in Afghanistan was very controversial. He's putting his life on the line, suffering the consequences, and when he gets back home and suffers an illness, we should be doing everything possible to cure him of the illness, but not let that condition hurt him for the rest of his life. I mean, that's not fair.
Right. Nor should it define him, which is what they're trying to do. This guy has PTSD, and so you can't believe anything that he says. I'm sorry, but that is what is being attempted. That is the attempted stain on his character that they're wanting to use to discredit everything that he says.
Now, interesting here, since this was revealed, and maybe you've heard otherwise, Tim, I haven't heard much response after that article came out and after the original piece that revealed this information. Is it that people are rethinking how they approach him or what?
No, I think it's more along the lines of what we had discussed earlier, that he basically had his day in the sun, and that's it. I mean, even if it comes out that, he went on a mass murder spree or something, next week, for the most part, I think that any of this kind of information, with the exception of people like us, who research this kind of thing and you know, keep our attention on any new developments. I think that for the most part, it's just going to be pretty much ignored.
Our guest this week, Neil Story, is an adventurer, an historian, an author, in no particular order. Neil, have you been following this chatter about the UFO investigation in the U.S.?
I certainly have. And, you know, they say in war, the first casualty is the truth.
Mm.
And it seems very much to me that if the powers that be cannot disprove what is being said, and there is credibility given to a witness with a military, particularly those with military backgrounds, they're going to go for the man. This goes back over 100 years and probably more, but certainly in my experience as a historian, you can see it during the First World War when some of the officers of the British Army that were fighting the Great War from 1914, when they started speaking out, they blamed their speaking out on something called neurasthenia. It's a nice way of calling, it's a nice name for shell shock. And shell shock was something that was understood medically right back to the time of the American Civil War in the 1860s.
So PTSD is a modern way of referring to shell shock?
Well, neurasthenia, yes, absolutely. And as I say, it was recognized and it was understood medically and very well understood with the pioneers in America during the Civil War. During the First World War, it was ignored, it was dismissed, and it took some remarkable, brave doctors, men that made a stand to say that this is a medical condition, it is not cowardice, it really does exist. But because it was an easy way to silence people, to silence stories that were coming out that were anti-war, talking about the futility of war, and the waste of human life. Oh, well, they must be shell-shocked. They must be neurasthenics. And that's a way of removing them from often they get sent to specialist hospitals and they are derided. Oh, it's claptrap. We can't publish his views because clearly he is a neurasthenic.
Well, hopefully we'll see where this goes. But the big thing here is that Rush needs to reveal something we didn't know with some evidence, because nothing he says now is anything that hasn't been suspected by people following the UFO enigma.
I think you're absolutely right. And to be honest, when I first heard this story breaking, I immediately thought of Bob Lazar, who has had all sorts of stuff thrown at him over the years when I believe he tried to speak out and just tell the truth. I thought it was very hard, and particularly to criticise his qualifications. Well, the man had a very important job, which you don't get with false qualifications. You cannot get those kind of jobs. You're vetted. I'm sure in the same way in the American military or secret services or you know, government science services, there are vetting processes. Your qualifications have to be scrutinized. So I think it's really rotten. And I'd like to add that having been a military historian now for over 30 years, I've served my queen. And I've met, I guess it will be hundreds of ex-service personnel, men and women, who actually served from the First World War up to the Gulf War, and Afghanistan. I have friends who suffer from PTSD. And I have seen it firsthand. I have helped pick up the pieces of good men and women who are broken by it. But I've also heard it used against good people. They got it. They fight the nightmares and the horrors that haunt them, and they fight them bravely and valiantly and with dignity. And it's really wrong to penalize them because they suffer.
We're going to have more with Neil and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're talking to Neil's story, and we started out here referring to the ravages of war when people go to serve their country. They suffer mental illness of some sort in connection, of course, with the revelation that David Grush, the UAP whistleblower, has himself suffered from PTSD. And it's sad, it's unfortunate, and it's not a question of the value of the war or whether he should have served. We have a volunteer army in the U.S., and when you agree to serve, you got to do your stuff. You got to do your duty. That's where it goes. Neil, what interested you first in looking into UFOs?
My goodness. I think I've known about UFOs most of my life. In the UK, we had reruns of the American TV show Project Blue Book, and I rather liked that. It captured an imagination. There were some good books over here. One particular one, it was almost like a children's annual, but it had lots of true UFO stories in it. It's always been there, along with my fascination with ghosts, the strange, and the unexplained. Doesn't always sit well with people who consider themselves academics, but I believe that mysteries and legends and folk stories, I think, are part of all of our history and our cultural identity. So I've got this wonderful mix of all of the above. I don't really set out to prove or disprove or take any particular stance. I like investigating these stories and maybe see if we can find some grains of truth in the origin or a lot of truth along the way, you know?
Have you ever seen one?
Yes. And that certainly crystallized my interest in UFOs. It was in the 1990s, and I was in a place called North Walsham in Norfolk, my home county, the town where I grew up. It's an agricultural area. If you look at the map of England, Norfolk is the big bump on the side towards the east of Great Britain. And North Walsham is not far from the coastline in North Norfolk. Norfolk is, they say it's flat. Well, it's not. It's got lovely undulating landscape, and we want quite some high ground where you could see maybe 7 or 8 miles all around, including the coast where we've got Haysborough Lighthouse. It was dusk, and I was with my then partner, and we were just eating a burger out, looking across the fields, you know, as you do, as the sun goes down. Great. And we sat there several times before. It's a super view. As we did so, a light caught my eye. Now, it wasn't on the seaward side. It was coming landward, and it went flying over the top of the car, and it lit up because it was dusk. It was low enough to light up our car. It was glowing. It was tic-tac shaped, and it was not pure white. It was off-white in colour, and it flew across the sky at an incredible pace. In seconds, if not milliseconds, it was over the top of some fir trees that were maybe about a mile away. And it moved from left to right above the line of the fir trees. I said to my partner, well, neither of us knew what it was. And I said, if one of the aircraft, we have a local air base, RAF Coltishall, one of the aircraft from RAF Coltishall appears any minute, that's going to be something rogue in the sky. And we kind of laughed, and I hardly got the words out of my mouth, and we'd had our laugh, but sure enough, overcomes an RAF fighter aircraft, whoosh, towards this tic-tac shape. The tic-tac shape stops in the centre of the trees. As the aircraft approaches, it banks to the left, and the tic-tac object pings off at 90 degrees to the right. Absolutely incredible. Upwards. And disappears. Now that probably took seconds rather than minutes. I couldn't believe it. But I was heartened that other people across the county had seen it too. And the lights over the county were reported. And when I saw that the tic-tac, so-called tic-tac shape, was released on the footage via the, you know, the Pentagon had to sort of say, well, this has been leaked, but here it is, we're fessing up to it. It made me feel a very happy man, because we certainly weren't crazy after all those years.
Do you think with this sighting that you just happened to be in the right place at the right time to see it? Because you said it flew over your car. Do you think that it deliberately was showing itself to you?
I think we were purely just in the right place at the right time. We could have been walking a dog. We could have been anywhere. It had no engagement with us whatsoever. It was gone. Whoosh. We just happened to be there. It's hard to imagine how high up it was to cast a light on us. But it's would it be 1,000 feet up? I don't know. It seemed very, very low, but it all happened so very quickly, and it had flown over so very, very quickly. It was incredible.
Did you report it to any outside party?
No. God, no, we didn't. We just thought, what have we seen? What have we seen? But when it hit the newspapers and the local media, we were perfectly happy that people had reported it. There was even a little bit, in those days it was video footage, so somebody had actually filmed it over the city of Norwich, and it's the same thing, same shape, and it's gone. They tried to excuse it, the authorities tried to excuse it as lights from the top of Boston Stump, which is a tall church tower in Lincolnshire across the Wash. Subsequently, MOD documents have been released which confirm. I mean, we all doubted it. We thought it's absolute rubbish. Reflections, lights and all sorts. No way. And the MOD documents simply say, yes, this is a story that's been put out to kill off the sightings, because they simply could not be explained.
I'm going to ask you in our next segment more about the book you're working on. But long and short, do you plan to present your own theory as to what causes the phenomenon?
Whoa. I might put together... I want to chart the story of UFO sightings in the United Kingdom. I think in presenting the evidence that exists at this time, I think there's plenty of evidence without me needing to put together too many theories.
We'll ask you more about that. And by the way, we'll also be talking to Neil Story about a book he's working on about Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula, an illustrated biography. And we're going to want to focus on that too. Because Dracula, that character has fascinated people since the 19th century. And become part of folklore, part of pop culture. More to come with Gene, Neil, and Tim. You're in
the Podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary. Here's San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
While I know this storm in particular is bringing about a much concern and uncertainty, I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to the impacts that this storm may bring.
Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. He's vowed to rebuild Lahaina. Former President Trump is reportedly planning to skip the upcoming Republican debate and instead will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. The debate, hosted by the Republican National Committee, will air Wednesday on Fox News. Trump has previously signaled he might not take part in the debate. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we go on, Neil's story, I do want to give you my reaction to Bob Lazar, and that is he's kind of what I call in my gray basket. And the reason is that there is a lot of dispute over whether his alleged educational credentials are real or not, and about other aspects of what he did, and about his true role at Area 51. Now, the one thing that keeps me interested, though, is the fact that people like George Knapp, a respected broadcast journalist from Las Vegas, basically believes him, or did last time I heard. We tried to get Lazar on the Paracast, and he is no longer doing interviews. In fact, I had one listener to the show offer money if Lazar would come on, but I don't think that was very appropriate. So I didn't make that offer. But if Lazar is listening and wants to come on, we'll accept it, sure.
Yeah, I don't think Bob does it for money. I don't think he's ever made a big wedge of cash out of it, which, like you, he is a grey basket personality. But I don't feel we can dismiss him entirely, because I think the powers that be have done a pretty good job of dismissing him. But who knows? It was the same thing with the lads from Rendlesham. You've heard of the Rendlesham incident in the UK?
Oh, many thousands of times.
That is going into my book. And I've been communicating with Chuck Holt. I mean, the man's a retired colonel in the United States Air Force. He's absolutely straight as a die. But he knows that his men were subjected to some sort of drugging afterwards, which can damage memories and kind of fudge what you actually saw. But he knows for sure that something happened there that was truly unexplained.
By the way, in our May 26, 2013 episode, Colonel Charles Holt was a guest. for those who want to listen to him. Yeah, so we got a chance to talk to him for a couple of hours. On that episode, we also featured Leslie Kane, who was one of the people who co-authored that report in the New York Times.
Yeah.
About UAPs and about the investigations dating back to the 2017 story and since then. So, yeah, so we know about him. We've had John Burroughs on the show.
He became a sergeant. I think John Burroughs was, he was just a private first class at the time, wasn't he, of the Rendlesham incident. Have you talked to Jim Peniston?
No.
Because Jim's quite interesting. He was sergeant, and he was on that first response with John Burroughs, and I think there was another serviceman with them too, or security, USAF security team. But Jim Peniston touched it. He's the man who touched the landed object, and he claims quite vehemently that he was given a binary code from the UFO.
Yes,
most,
sure.
Most strange.
By the way, on our February 26, 2023 episode, we featured a researcher named George Wingfield from your part of the world, and his position is that the craft causing the Rendlesham encounters was a test aircraft. What's your perception?
Well, I have to say, at that time, maybe we were not so familiar with the term drones. And I have to say, there is part of me that does wonder, was it an early drone? And what makes me wonder that is that it lingered, according to some accounts, over the... There was a nuclear storage facility at the Bentwaters Woodbridge... Well, it's actually on the airbase. You know, this is a strike force that if the balloon had gone up and there was some sort of major attack, that's where some of the nuclear weapons were kept to respond to that very quickly. And when you get a UFO or UAP that's shining some sort of red beam, but now we all know that red beam could even be some sort of infrared device onto the storage area, it might well be that it was some form of drone rather than an experimental aircraft. That's where my money would be. But, you know, there were a lot of very experienced personnel who saw that, including Colonel Charles Holt, Chuck, a true gentleman. These are highly trained personnel. And I might like to add that Charles Holt was one of the very sort of first missile operators you'll see. You know, he was qualified in missile operation, I think, for around about the time of the Vietnam War. So he's got hands-on. I think they would have offered their suspicions about it being some form of drone or experimental aircraft when... They've been during their interviews over the years.
Well, of course, we had John Burroughs on the show a few times, and we all know he suffered injuries that he says were caused by the close encounter with this craft. And when I bring it up, I also think of an American case around the same time, the Cash Landrum episode, where people came in contact with the UFO and suffered very, very serious and lasting effects. Have you studied that one?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. Over on the state side, I've mostly focused on UK sightings over the years. What happened at Cash Landrum?
Sure. Well, this was a case that happened, I think, it was either like the day before or the day after the Rendlesham case. So it was very interesting. Yeah, very interesting, the juxtaposition of time. But this happened in Texas, and it involved two women and the young son of one of the women. And they were on a country road coming back from playing bingo, in fact, when this, they described it as a diamond-shaped UFO flew over the road, and it was brightly illuminated with what appeared to be like a flame-like exhaust coming out of the bottom of it. And it actually hovered fairly low over the road, and they stopped to take a look at it, and the heat was so intense coming out of it that both women actually suffered burns from this encounter. The little boy didn't because he was frightened and stayed hunkered down in the back seat. In fact, the heat was so intense, I remember seeing a picture of the dashboard of this car that had the impression of somebody's hand had been embedded into this dashboard. It had been so hot. But then the odd thing was is that suddenly the UFO was surrounded by a number of Chinook helicopters. Those are the big helicopters that have two rotors on either end. And then the craft increased altitude, and the Chinook surrounded it, and it was like they were escorting it away. So afterwards, one of the women actually suffered from what appeared to be maybe radiation poisoning. From what would it be? It would have been like, I think they deduced that it was like a non-ionizing type of radiation. You know, she had burns on her scalp. She lost her hair. I think that, and you'll have to remind me, Gene, if this is true or not, she actually then developed cancer later on.
We'll have more about that and the ongoing UFO investigations from Neil Roberts' story and Dracula. With Gene, Neil, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you love mysteries, you'll love these two books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll learn about the strange beings that can look like us, but are not. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll see the hard evidence of UFOs that has been ignored or even hidden. These books will definitely blow your mind, and both are now available on Amazon.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I do recall a cancer diagnosis also, and our friend and occasional guest co-host, Kurt Collins, who, by the way, has a guest editorial in the Paracast newsletter this week, that he has studied this case for years, and he's a really top-notch researcher. So he is the expert to call upon for Cashel Andrew. Going on with Neil's study of UFOs, obviously we have the Rendlesham incident. What other key cases would you like to bring up?
Just as a little aside to the burning of victims from some form of radiation, there are a few incidents like that in the UK. It's interesting that the triangular shape is repeated in a number of those incidents where people have been physically affected, but there's no mention of a flame-like exhaust, and often they're not glowing, they're black. These are jet black, almost like a void-like black triangular shape that people encounter. They've even found, and then there may be a glow to it as well. Very, very strange. And there's a particular incident, Todmorden, Yorkshire, the body of an elderly man who'd been, he was a retired miner, Mr. Adamski, is found on a coal heap. He has suffered burns. They thought they were some form of acid burns to his head. There's been hair loss. And he was dead. He was dead, and he was very soon on the scene was a local policeman, and the policeman had his own encounters where he suffered the heat contact with this black form that he encountered hovering over a road. It's shocking, the parallels. And I think, you know, when you start plotting what was going on maps, there were lights seen along the east coast of Great Britain, from as far away as Newcastle, which is on the English-Scotland border, or, you know, it's in Northumberland, the county borders with Scotland. There were lights seen there on the same night, and they were seen travelling down towards the eastern counties. They were spotted off Lincolnshire, and they were spotted across Norfolk on the night of the Rendlesham incident. Some people say it was meteorites, but I don't know. But what I can do is talk about key incidents. And for me, and it is intriguing, this, that I think the first major 20th century incident, and it's a significant one, took place in 1909. This was the year that Louis Blériot flew the English Channel for the very first time. Before that, nobody in any type of powered aircraft had flown over the Channel. So before Blériot makes his record-breaking flight, months before, a policeman is on duty on his beat, his usual beat, in Peterborough. And it's in the eastern counties. And just an order, it was a big, big town in those days. And it's got lots of terraced streets. PC Kettle turns onto Cromwell Street. And he hears a noise, and he'd actually heard it just before he turned the corner, and he thought it sounded like a motor car. And as he turned the corner into Cromwell Street, he thought, well, there's no car here. So he looked up, and sure enough, above him, several hundred feet long, you know, 200-300 foot long, not longer, he saw a dark cigar-shaped object. Now, this is the early hours of the morning. It's not quite sun up. It's not quite dawn, but there's some light in the sky. You can see the shape. There's a light at the end, and it travels at quite some considerable speed over Peterborough. He watches it until it disappears. He makes a note of it. He then reports it to his sergeant. His sergeant said, well, I didn't see anything. But the constable has made the note of it. He then, it gets out to the press. Has anybody else seen this strange object over the town? And indeed, a few people did come forward and say, yes, we have seen it. But the story goes viral, as we call in our modern parlance. But in those days, it's picked up by various newspapers, and the story is repeated. And it's not long after that an official response is given. Now, this doesn't come from a named police officer. It's some sort of amorphous official response which says PC Kettle was mistaken and that what he saw in the sky was in fact a Chinese lantern with a candle inside it attached to a kite. Now, why somebody would wish to fly a kite with a Chinese lantern attached to it that time of the morning, I don't know. But it killed the story. Interesting to note that in 1909 is the same year that the SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service, was formed in Great Britain.
So now, were there other sightings at around that time over
yes,
the UK?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, they were. Through the May and into June of 1909, sightings, and they're very, very similar craft. Now, the object sounds in its description like a zeppelin. But zeppelins didn't tend to have a light at the front, a beam looking out anywhere. It does no good for a zeppelin. In fact, they weren't known to carry searchlights. They had to drop illuminating parachutes. I'm published on the history of Zeppelin air raids in the First World War. And when I was delving into the archives, Bundesarchives, archives in America and in the UK, extensive archives over a period of around about 20 years, I thought one day in one of these archives, in one of these books, there would be a member of German Zeppelin air crew who would reminisce that they had been over Britain before the outbreak of the First World War. There is not one account, not one report, not one reminiscence, not one hint of it in any German newspaper that I've been able to find to date. And I don't work in isolation. I have spoken to historians that have worked in the field of zeppelins, zeppelin air raids, and aviation history, some of them for 40 or 50 years. All of us have drawn a blank when it comes to zeppelins over Great Britain before the First World War. In fact, the first Zeppelin air raid officially was conducted, at least Zeppelin air raid, first one, 19th of January, 1915. That's quite a few years after 1909. It's also not thought that the German airships at that time, the Zeppelins, really had the capacity to make that kind of journey from Germany over to Great Britain on, for example, reconnaissance flights. So what were people seeing? These are dark, cigar-shaped objects. They have a noise to them. Whether it is an engine sound, or they often describe it as a pulsating sound. They are witnessed by numerous people in towns, in villages, in country areas, often in the wee small hours of night. And if you think about it, they've got no sat-nav, so navigation is a nightmare anyway. What were these people seeing? We don't know, but it was again, there were often explanations offered. There was debunking. There were lots of stories of kites being flown at night, or people telling fibs, people being unreliable witnesses. And one of the last sightings during this scare ships phenomena of 1909, it was in the latter part of June, it's July time, and they're seen over that Northumberland area. Now, Northumberland is on the border with Scotland and Great Britain, so it's away from the eastern counties. These are not people jumping on the bandwagon. These are people in a place called Tyne Dock. There's a tram going up the street. It's full of people. They see the thing above.
Let's do our break here, Neil Story, and we'll get back with Gene Steinberg and Tim Swartz. And shortly, we will turn our attention to Count Dracula. No, I don't want to try to do that. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.